And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here is the rock and roll news for the week of November 3rd. This week in 1963, the Beatles played a Royal Command performance for Queen Elizabeth in London, England. John Lennon asked those in the expensive seats to rattle their jewelry, while the others can just applaud. The band documentary The Last Waltz opened this week in 1977. In 1990, the musical Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, opened on Broadway and ran for 225 performances. B.G. Robin Gibb was on a train that derailed near London, England this week in 1967, killing 49 people. Fortunately, Robin survived. In 1971, announcer Al Dvorin first said, "Elvis has left the building," at the end of a Minneapolis concert by the King. Kenny Rogers and the First Edition made their national TV debut this week in 67 on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. The musical Jersey Boys, the story of the Four Seasons, opened on Broadway this week in 2005. In 1981, the Kingston Trio reunited at Magic Mountain in California, and that reunion sparked a PBS special that aired 3 months later. In 1988, John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival was cleared in court of charges that he plagiarized himself. His former record label thought that The Old Man Down the Road sounded too much like Run Through the Jungle. Elvis began filming the movie Wild in the Country this week in 1960. In 1968, Cynthia Lennon received a divorce from John Lennon. Connie Francis was sexually assaulted in a Long Island motel, this week in 1974. The Dave Clark Five performed for Queen Elizabeth at the Royal Variety Show in London, England in 1965. In 62, a bullet hit a Motown tour bus in Savannah, Georgia. Fortunately, no one was hurt. Speaking of Motown, Gene Terrell was named to replace Diana Ross in the Supremes this week in 1968. In 1957, Elvis Presley's movie Jailhouse Rock had a national release. Buddy Holly's radio show debuted this week in Lubbock, Texas on KDAV AM in 1953. Brian Epstein saw the Beatles perform for the first time in 1961. It was at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, and of course, as we all know, he later became their manager. The first issue of Rolling Stone magazine appeared this week in 1967. John Lennon graced the front cover. David Crosby left the Byrds in 1967. In 1957, Jailhouse Rock and Wake Up Little Susie were the number one and number two songs on Billboard's pop, country, and rhythm and blues charts simultaneously. Buddy Holly began his first tour, opening for George Jones and Hank Locklin this week in 1956. In 1971, John Lennon flew from London to New York City, and he never set foot on British soil again, having been killed in 1980. Eric Clapton was made a commander of the Order of the British Empire by Princess Anne this week in 2005. In 1984, Marvin Gaye Sr. was given 5 years probation for shooting his son, Marvin. Oh, that was a very sad day. In the studio, the Beatles recorded Michelle in 1965. Gabe Garnett recorded We'll Sing in the Sunshine in 63. In 1969, Jerry Reed recorded Amos Moses. Joe Tex cut Hold What You've Got in 64. Verlin Husky recorded Gone in 56. Harry Nilsson began recording Everybody's Talkin' in 1967. In 1955, the Everly Brothers' first recording session. They were signed to Columbia Records. Well, it happened. They yielded no hits and were soon dropped from the label to be picked up by Cadence and having their first single, a smash. This week in 1960, Dave Clark recorded Your Friends. D. Clark, I should say, beg your pardon. And Connie Francis recorded My Happiness this week in 1958. Celebrating birthdays this week, Lulu, 71. Brian Poole from the Tremolos, 78. John Barry, born in 33. Art Garfunkel, turning 78. Peter Noon from Herman's Hermit, 72. Ike Turner, born in 1931. Doug Sam from Sir Douglas Quintet, born in 1941. Glenn Frey, born in 48. Mike Clifford is 76. P.J. Proby, turning 81. Ray Conniff, born this week, 1916. Johnny Rivers is 76. D. Clark, born in 1938. Mary Travers from Peter, Paul, and Mary, born in 37. Joni Mitchell turns 76. Al Hurt, born in 1922. Nick Gilder is 68. Minnie Riperton, born in 1948. Bonnie Bramlett from Delaney and Bonnie is 75. Michael Johnson, born this week in 1944. Leif Garrett turns 58. Ricky Lee Jones, 65. Patty Page, born this week in 1927. Tom Fogerty, John's brother from Creedence Clearwater Revival, born in 1941. And Stonewall Jackson is 87 this week. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November 3rd. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.